And we end our news on a high note, the delight of Norwich City Football Club's promotion success.
Job done. With five games of arguably the most bizarre football season on record still remaining, Norwich City's return to the Premier League was confirmed. The club have now won promotion to the top flight for a fifth time. But how many times has it been done in such style? Whoever said football's a funny old game never knew how they were underestimating season 2020-21, which makes the achievement of any teams who win promotion even more laudable. City's promotion was achieved with just a few of the games witnessed live by just a few of their fans. But it was done in style, it was done professionally, it was done the Norwich City way. 30 different players have, so far, pulled on the colours in a season when it wasn't just injured players that Daniel Farke had to cope with, but self-isolation, as COVID-19 took its toll. It was a season which started with one big star, Jamal Lewis, having headed to Newcastle for big money, and another, Ben Godfrey, soon going through the same exit door, joining Everton for a fee that could net City £30 million. Timu Pukki and Emi Buendia will surely stand out as the stars of the 2020-21 campaign. Pukki for another stunning collection of championship goals. Buendia for his goals, his assists and his ability to shine like no other player in this league. Proof that the beautiful game still has room for the artist. We've seen the emergence of youth, often by necessity, in Josh Martin and, more lately, Andrew Omobamidele. We've seen the old head that is Alex Tetti loving his football at 35. We've seen outrageous, sublime footballing moments. Buendia's goal at home to Barnsley, anyone? And we've seen proof that the loan system can actually work. Oliver Skipp and Ben Gibson, the perfect examples. No one will pretend it's all been plain sailing. Injuries to Christoph Zimmermann, Gibson, Kieran Dowell, Adam Ida, Sam Byron and Michael McGovern have seen them sidelined for great chunks of the season. And Marco Stieperman has not only had to overcome COVID, he also faced another worrying period of illness, later diagnosed as Epstein-Barr virus. Just about every player has had a knock or two, but there were times when Farke must have wondered what he had done to deserve such problems. His response: grin and bear it, put some youngsters on the bench, let them get a glimpse of the future, and, best of all, carry on winning. Off the pitch and treatment room, City's business in the corridors of power was more important than ever, given the lack of income through the turnstiles. A season which illustrated spectacularly the club's self-sufficiency ethos. On just four occasions, against Preston, Sheffield Wednesday, Nottingham Forest and Cardiff City, were fans allowed to watch their team at Carrow Road. But against all the background problems, City kept on winning games of football. They've lost just 7 of 43 league games so far, 2 of them since promotion was confirmed, which may prove they are human after all. And no one should forget the magnificent run of 9 wins in a row, which equaled a club record. And while City have been lauded for a more pragmatic approach, adding defensive resolve to attacking instinct, it has detracted not a jot from their desire to entertain. You don't get to be number one choice on Pep Guardiola's go-to box set list without having something about you. But while it will always be remembered as a glorious season for Norwich City Football Club, it will also be remembered for those who didn't get to see their heroes complete the job, those who will never be back at Carrow Road. We dedicate this to them.
Gin firm Bullards has created a new lemon gin called Going Up to coincide with Norwich City's promotion to the Premier League. The new gin also comes in a canary lemon and green bottle inspired by the team's colours. Described as a cloudy lemonade gin, the new variety incorporates a mix of lemon peel and lemongrass. This creates a wonderfully fresh and zesty aroma packed with a bright burst of citrusy flavours, according to Bullards, which is an official gin partner of Norwich City Football Club. Founder Russell Evans said, "As the spirit of Norwich and the official gin partner of the club, we are super proud of our boys at Norwich City on their fantastic achievement this season. We're going up." To mark the year, there will be a limited production of 2,021 bottles sold through the website, and Bullard Spirits recently reopened retail store in Chantry Place Shopping Centre in Norwich.
As pieces of memorabilia go, it's in a glass of its own for all celebrating Norwich City fans. These glass canaries produced by Langham Glass in Fakenham are 7 inches tall, handcrafted, individually numbered, and come with a certificate of authenticity and the signature of master glassmaker Paul Miller, who also designed them. They retail at £99.95. They are the third batch of glass canaries made to celebrate the team's promotions to the Premier League, the latest of which was confirmed on Saturday, with the two previous incarnations coming in 2011 and 2019. Helen Miller, marketing director at Langham Glass, said it was nice to have something to celebrate in the region.